Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, everybody. Tonight is Friday, and we'll have our Q&A tonight after the call, too. So, or after the BBS program, I should say. Today is the 5th of August, 2011. So, we can have call-ins tonight if you wish to call in. We'll check the fast chat for questions. And I think last time we did the new room that's in quarantine to get rid of the alien creatures. So maybe you want to call in about that. That'd be interesting. What should we do tonight, Carrie? Any carryover from last week shows or just the show from last Wednesday, you think?
You know, there were a lot of questions that we didn't get to, but I'm not sure if those people are listening. So maybe if you were on Wednesday and we didn't get to your questions, if you want to type those in again today, that would be great. The Q&A number for tonight, if you'd like to come on that and ask your question that way, is and that's at just after 8 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, and that number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN is 9009, and then the pound sign. 646-519-5800 and then 9009 and the pound sign. And then today, if you'd like to call in to the show today, we're on station 2, and the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471, or you can try line 3, which is 530-413-4511. So, let's have a look here. I'm just seeing if there's anything on the fast chat yet. A lot of people saying hello, and I'm scrolling down. I think I went back a couple of pages, so I'm going forward again now. So, Andrew and Larry and Stephanie and Maria, Charles, Marianne, Holly, Rhonda, are all with us, so
we're just bringing the Star Bethlehem. That's the Defense Fleet Lightship here. So
okay, great.
That was here a long time ago, and it's here now. So let you people experience that energy as we get maybe somebody calling in or typing in a question on the fast chat. So let's do that here. Here we go. So Star Bethlehem energy. 1, 2, 3. 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that will start the show off here a little bit. You can enjoy that along with the peace energy that it will bring forth. So back to you again, Carrie.
Okay, I think I heard a beep, Ron. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm Larry. How are you?
I'm good, Larry. How are you today?
Okay, so I had a question, Ron. Ron, when people get married, especially in a church setting, is that when they marry the shapeshifters in each other and destroy the free speech of the human element and take them out of existence?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that could happen, you know. Yeah, I would guess everything is possible in the alien realms, you know. So That is possible that you could be in a relationship that is held together by alien life forms. I can say that. That's probably another way of looking at it, not knowing why you can't get out of one if you wanted to. So, boy, that's a good question, Larry. So, yeah, you know, and entities can also come into you. Remember, you could have been created by your ancestors' entities that wanted to make a child, so they got into your parents, you know, and out you popped afterwards, and then all of a sudden they now have a body to inhabit. So, you know, that's kind of like entity cloning in a way, you know, in a sense, or they're manufacturing bodies that way. So it could get kind of weird, but as long as you're connected to your spirit, then a lot of that weirdness may not actually affect you too much, even though it could be real. But this is what you want to get to, is your spirit. So let's do a clearing here, and we'll drop us into our heart center. And here we go. So I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to have your spirit command your thoughts that you think with into your heart. That way you'll be out of judgment. But you have to step out of it a little bit to answer some questions or to communicate with us. Otherwise, you're going to be smiling, being in peace. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, oh boy, 2, and 1. Okay. So we have Marianne asking a question about what would be good for kidneys and bladder infection. We have that infection body clearing, I believe, on the website. Let's do a clearing here. This is what we'll be doing now on the calls on the eight-hour ones. So I'll give you a little sample of this. So this is what the Lightship has discovered, and also myself, from working with all these alien critters for so long, that some are deeply buried in us that need to be kind of like oscillated out by special vibrations. So let's go into the quarantine room, everybody. This only works live now for the people listening. So we're going into quarantine. Up on the light ship, you're brought up instantly. And you may feel your body feeling a little different, as they're putting different frequencies into us to find these, to release them. Some of these things are just so ingrained in us that it's hard to detect them from us. And this way, it's a way that they can release it, so or release them. So we're concentrating, since Marianne requested this here, we're concentrating on the area in our kidneys and bladder. So here we go. So I'll count to 10. One, so if there's any critters there, it can definitely help you get rid of these and maybe feel better. One, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. That's cute. Holly, Larry is an alien wedding crasher. That's good. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, wow, 2, wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, let's give it back to you, Carrie. Hopefully that'll help everybody. Give some comments, too, because you might feel your insides moving a lot up and down, back and forth in circles, you know. And you may feel maybe, you know, just like you're being vibrated a lot inside, which can maybe make you feel a little, you know, at dis-ease. You know, as the stuff is leaving you, out of sync, just kind of maybe even being overwhelmed as they leave you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. You were just mentioning the infection body clearing, Ron, and I just wanted to say, as well as being a whole life one, when you buy that, you can put in a special issue, so you could put in, you know, bladder or kidney into there, And then the other one that I was thinking, well, and of course there is also the healing that's just called, I think, a special healing, which I'm trying to remember the price on that. I'm going a little blank, but that is for a specific physical condition, right, Ron? And you can just pick your condition and put it in there and do a healing just focused on that, right?
Yeah, that's if we don't have one up online already and you have something that you think may not be covered in the different clearings, that's what we put up so that you could have some relief there.
Okay, and then also the water charging might be good for this since it's bladder and kidneys and the water flushes, you know, goes through both those organs. That might be a good one to do, too, for bladder and kidney problems. Okay, so hopefully that's helpful, Marianne. Charles is asking if you could explain what a twin flame is.
Yeah, when you're created, you are yourself, we'll say, as one spirit. But then as you leave the light ship, that spirit gets put into two pieces. So to make it a little more palatable down here in conversation, we'll just say that you have a male self and a female self. Could say plus and minus, you know, yin-yang, you know, any of that would kind of work. But the other half of you is with you on your home base energy. That's where you go to. And so from there, you have somebody to talk to, in a sense, to communicate with about where you've been. It wouldn't be like it would be here because there's no judgment. But at least you could be able to share an experience. And so your twin flame is out in some part of the universe of light, and so are you. You very, very seldom ever get to the same place. There are some twin flames here that have found each other on this planet, but typically there's so few of them that, you know, that normally is not the case, that you're going to find yours. And very few, when people do meet through twin flames, if they ever do, typically you will never have a relationship because they're just, they just come forward for a short time and they leave. Maybe they're already married. Maybe they're the same sex as you or something. That's a possibility, too. But basically, they're out in the universe, and you have a chance to unite with yourself. So what happens is the dark side severed your connection to your home base energy and your twin flame so that you always feel lonely and wanting something, needing something, outside of yourself. And this is why you probably notice that people go through divorces. And that's because what normally happens is you're looking for something outside of yourself, and maybe a person, and the person is there to fix you. And you're there to fix that person. So basically, what I see in relationships here is that, and I may not be completely right, but what will happen is people will get together according to what they're lacking, and they see somebody else having something more than what they have themselves, so they want to get balanced. So they'll marry somebody or be with somebody who can give them what they're missing. And that can be actually a good thing, you know. It's not that you're needy completely. Maybe one person is good at speaking and another one is good at writing, so the two together would be very good, maybe in the business world, okay? But basically, what happens is that people end up getting used. This is why you get divorces, because the person themselves kind of, after you drain the other party dry, and you may know about this and relate to it, I'm trying to just to describe it here, not trying to be cynical about it or anything, but after the person is in relationship, everything goes great. The two people are fine. And then maybe after 5 years, the one person got all they could out of the other person. But they actually got a healing from that person. They drew in the energies that they were missing. Maybe the person taught them something. And now they feel whole and complete, and that person is no longer useful because the other person is looking for more energy from somebody else. And this is why people break up typically. And that's kind of it. You may all kind of relate to that or wondered why people break up. That's probably the reason, along with other things, but that's the main one, is that people both get used, and the one that gets the most out of the relationship will normally leave and look for somebody else. And it could be, you know, going into different things too that way also, you know, even like physical appearances and stuff. You always see, not trying to be in judgment here again, like I said, but, you know, you sometimes will see a person maybe who's 60 dating somebody who's 35, a younger woman, you know, which is kind of sad, but, you know, because the wife is there who may look not as young, as beautiful as the younger lady, but whatever. But anyway, so the younger lady is using the older man probably for money, in a sense. Maybe wrong there, but we'll just say that. It could be love also. But still, it's the same process. And then the older man is seeing the younger woman as younger, youthful, making him feel youthful. So they're both using each other. That's kind of the way it works. So the twin flame, if you get your twin flame healing, which is the 4-in-1, one of those, one part of the 4-in-1, that allows you to become more balanced because your twin flame energy is with you. And all of a sudden, that emptiness inside of yourself, that hole that you've been trying to find in the relationship, all of a sudden is going to, you know, you're going to feel much better. And you probably won't be looking as much outside of yourself to get help. So that's that part. The other one is the home base energy, which is where you go to after each incarnation, which is what you would call your soul family here. So the dark side just created everything that the light has and maybe changed it slightly. But we can understand the light by what the darkness presents, because that same process is probably in the light, except for domination, control, and usury. That's no longer in light and force of will. But everything else that's there probably is. So back to you, Carrie. Hopefully I answered the question okay.
Yeah, I think I heard a beep, Ron. Is somebody else on the line?
Hi, we can hear you, but you're a little faint.
Okay, I'll try to speak louder.
Oh, you sound good.
Such a hard time getting on. I couldn't really get on the phone access line, so I decided to just call in and give you a testimonial while I was on the phone with Seth. So,
oh, great, okay.
I figured. I didn't know what you were up to because I didn't hear any of the call until I heard something about oscillating. Did you do the oscillating? I wanted to give you a feedback about that, and then you started talking about twin flame, which I actually could give you testimonial about.
Yeah, we just did the oscillation one probably for a few minutes there, I think.
No wonder I've been going through some heck trying to get on this call. I was trying to clear the. I forgot to switch on the clearing for the alien attack on the website and the phone line. So that's probably why it didn't go through. I was having so much trouble getting onto the phone access line.
Yeah.
But anyways, I wanted to share. Ron had asked during that oscillating call. I think I was on the Wednesday when you first did it on your conference line call, and when you first did it to the group. You did ask us to give you feedback, and you said some of you might lose weight. I thought that was funny. I really don't think I ever lose weight, but actually, a couple of weeks ago, I think I started coming on Wednesday call. I did weigh myself. I'm going to say out loud how much I weighed, 135, and then I did it the other day after you asked about it. I weigh 10 pounds less, Ron, I swear.
Wow.
And I haven't been doing too much except for eating healthy again, but that's still... I know, you know, and I was on the 1 week for the conference line intensive, so I know, having been gone for over a year, I know my spirit dropped. I know I've put on, and even though I do the alien attack pages, it's still not as efficient as if I'm on the intensives. So I can definitely vouch for the intensives being very important. I thought I was being a smart aleck trying to do, I was trying to catch up. So I was trying to do all the clearings, and I can't, you know, when you do the timeline crashing, you can't really do all these other clearings, so that's why it's probably very important to be on the intensive, because you can't be doing all of this at the same time, trying to do it on your own and not be on the intensives and doing the alien timelines crashing. So I'm going to be coming back. I just know that it made a difference. And funny, can I share one more thing about the twin flame?
Absolutely.
Sure, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that'd be great.
Because it just happened that you're coming, all the things that you mentioned, actually, I've been through. I did the twin flame with you a couple of years ago, but I recently did how you do the twin flame for Valentine's Day for my twin flame all the way from creation, and it's even more profound. It's like I have no desire to even want a relationship. I mean, it's companionship maybe, but, and it's funny, Ron, you mentioned marrying somebody so much older. That's what I did. So it's funny how it all comes to pass, and I no longer need any of that. It's just very interesting that the twin flame, it's even more profound when I did the whole from the twin flame from the creation of my twin flame. So my twin flame is totally clear now. Now I just got to work on my spirit to get to the same level. So any advice about that? I guess the timeline crashes and all of that will help me, and past lives and all that, timeline crashes will help me bring as much of my spirit back. Is that the case?
Yeah, in the past life timeline wants to be very good. I think that's still up till the 10th of the
right.
month here. So, yeah, that's very good. It's got another 5 days
to go. Make sure you do the unlimited for us, because I want to be able to do it after that.
Yep. So I may continue it on. We'll see here if people would like to have that when they go on the 8-hour call again. I know it's pretty profound.
Yes, we definitely need you to put up online if we're going to keep going after August 10th.
Yeah.
So, what else did I want to ask you? Oh, yeah. How do I, okay, now to complete my spirit, the way I just finished the, because there is a clearing from my spirit, from creation, but I would believe that if I did do that now, it would be stuck in a way because I haven't done a lot of timeline crashes. So do I also need to, like, you know, when you said the baby, the Immaculate Conception, do I need to do all of that so that I can get it jump-started? Or how, you know, like, this is what I'm trying to figure out. Besides timeline crashes, should I be doing that kind of clearing, like the fetus trauma clearing before I do the Immaculate Conception? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
I think the
fetus trauma one is very good because that could set into you patterns of abduction and everything else. In fact, I'll do a sample right now. Here we go. And I'll count to 10 to release some birth trauma here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do it some more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. People should be feeling a little better. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you might even feel your body's feeling different now. So,
it sort of ties into that timeline crash you did. Remember you did the birth canal timeline crash?
Yeah.
So there's like a connection there.
Birth canal timeline crash. I don't think that one's online yet.
No, that was actually the spirit abduction one, Ron, that you did.
Okay.
Your spirit being abducted right as we're about to be born. Is that what you mean, Colleen?
That's what that was? I didn't know it was for the abduction. I thought he was just doing a timeline crash when we were just coming out of the birth canal. I had no idea it had to do with abduction.
Yeah, it could be kind of tied together with that, too.
That explains.
So here we go.
Okay.
So we're doing a timeline crash. This is a little confusing. A timeline crash for abduction during you coming down the birth canal. Here we go. And that one, I don't know if that one's online. It could probably be covered with that one. It might be different. A lot of these clearings that I've been doing just recently are kind of like I just get the information quickly and I start doing them, and or maybe they're not caught up to date enough on the website.
Yeah, that one, this one's
up
not
yet,
online.
So here we go. And I'll probably do some kind of package because there's so many of them coming out now. I got to figure out some way to have them a little more, maybe a bunch of them for one price that's, you know, affordable for everybody here. So here we go. I'll kind of figure out how to even do that. So maybe include five for a given price or something. I don't know. But here we go. One, two, oh, wow, this is heavy. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh, yeah, thank you, Candy. Yeah, this is a space-time crash. One, two, three, four. This is bringing you back from the abduction process. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. How's that, Pauline?
Great. Thank you so much. I don't want to hang up because now I won't be able to hear the show.
Oh, really?
But I have to.
Do
yes,
you have
because
the call-in
I can't
line?
Get through the phone access line. It's not working.
Oh,
so
no.
That's why I was patiently
well,
waiting.
Are you on the 800 number or the 530
yes,
number?
Yes, I'm on the 800, but I don't want to hold it up so nobody else could call
well,
in.
Well, everybody
so
else could call in on the 530. Why don't you stay for a little bit?
Oh, great. Thank you. I didn't know
is
if I could
okay,
do that.
Is that okay, Ron?
Yeah, that's fine. Sure.
So did you
maybe
just do
Seth
a timeline
help
crash,
out some way too, maybe. I don't know if he can, but okay. So what's next, Carrie?
So was that a timeline crash, the last one you did, or a space-time crash?
Space one. It was a space.
Okay. Okay.
So maybe since you know about that, Pauline, maybe you could write, maybe just send me a little email, and maybe if you can put together a little package of some of those newer clearings, if you know what they are, and we'll see if we can get them put up, you know. That might be helpful since you've had a couple of those things. Had a question here about, I don't know, it may have been off, I don't know. The foreign one I do in person. I'm doing one tonight, in fact, after the Q&A. Let's see here. What is going on? So that'd be a phone session. The cost is $150 on that. Let's see here. Anything else?
Well, Pete had a couple of questions following on with what you were saying about the twin flame, Ron, and he was just asking a couple of interesting questions. He's wondering if the twin flame, if our twin flames are affected by the fact that we're stuck here.
Oh, that's a very good question. Typically not. No, I would say that your twin flame is not, okay?
Good.
Mainly because it's not here, and it doesn't have the vibration, but it is kind of, I can't use the word lonely or missing you, but that's what the human words would be, because it's created to have a reflection of itself back to itself, okay? So when it goes to the home base and you're not there, I'm sure that there's no judgment, but I'm sure if there was another word that would be like concern, that would probably be what it would have. It's probably wondering where you are, you know, because a twin flame is designed to give the source energy, which is what you are, a way to reflect back to yourself source energy. Mm-hmm. So it's you're reflecting back an experience for another experience. Now, once you get your twin flame energetically connected to you, it comes in here, we'll see you. I'm sure that there's some type of safeguards so that won't get stuck here that the light ship puts in place, okay? And I know it will not stay very long. I would say typically when I do the session, I think the longest that the twin flame was with somebody was for about a half an hour, okay? Typically, I would say possibly after that, it might only take maybe a few seconds. We call upon it, it comes in, your spirit meets it, they pass information to each other, and then it leaves. The home-based energy is very similar because you're on some type of, say, planet, because everything in the light has to have a physical manifestation. So it can look completely different to everybody because everyone is a little different sometimes, depending where you choose to go to. So it's quite a nice thing to have because all of a sudden you kind of relate to it. For, I'd say, 90% of the people that I do the clearing for, the people relate somehow on Earth here to what I'm talking about as your home-based energy. And also maybe the manifestation that you have, that your twin flame has manifested into. So that was, I get that a lot from people. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and so Pete was, you may have just kind of answered this, but Pete was asking if the twin flame energy feels lonely, I guess because we're stuck here, would it feel lonely?
Hard to say. From our emotional standpoint, I would say yes. Because, it comes and goes, and goes back to the home base energy to look for you, and if you're not there, then it goes back to its own particular life, style on its planet, whatever it's going to be. Now, the home base is just a place that you go to, and you go to it throughout your incarnation, whatever you choose to do or be, and then also that's where you go to after you end your incarnation. So that's where you go to at ascension time. You go to your home base energy. And that's a nice thing because it's a space that you and other spirits are there that left the light ship at the same time. And it's a very nice experience. Would you want to talk about yours, Carrie? I think you did it about a year ago or something.
No, I haven't had the 4-in-1, but you have brought in our, I haven't done that one yet, but you have brought in, I don't know if it was on a show.
You online, Pauline?
Are you still there, Pauline?
Okay.
Maybe not.
Maybe somebody could call in and share what they had if they've done it.
Yeah, I know at the expos you've brought mine for me to feel, and I think you've done it on the shows. And my memory is I got really, really sad. That was the only thing I remember of one time when you did it. With me, and I asked you what that was, and you thought maybe my twin flame was sad because it hadn't seen its other half for ages or something, I think was what you said, basically. But yeah, I haven't had the 4-in-1, so I can't speak to that. I'm hearing a bunch of clicks. Okay. Are you still on the line, Pauline?
Yeah, I just got put back on because the phone access line got okay, so I went off so that somebody
could
call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so Ron is wondering if
prerequisite.
I'm sorry?
Don't forget, you have to have your whole life, mental and emotional, and centuries before you do this, everybody. You can't do this without those.
Right. So, Pauline, Ron is wondering if you could describe the what it was like when you had your...
For me personally, I did it in person with Ron, and I did it in the city, and it was really noisy. I don't ever recommend doing a clearing with Ron like that because it was very chaotic, but Ron told me my home base energy, connected me with my twin flame. Unfortunately, I was so discombobulated, I didn't have much time to connect, so I had tried to do it on my own because Ron said we can visit. And I wasn't sure how to do that because Ron had said we don't travel outside of our body, so I didn't want to take any chances to do it in my sleep. So I didn't really connect that much, but when I did feel I was in my heart and try to connect, I felt the connection somewhat. And that's the reason why I went further after the Master 4-in-1 recently and had my twin flame, healed all the way back to creation. So now it's probably even harder for my twin flame to come in, because I'm not totally cleared yet. So I would assume that I'm going to, you know, worry about myself now. But it was very, you know, it was a nice, it's definitely like graduating. That's what I remember. And Ron telling us if we wanted to say goodbye to our soul family, that they took us, took the contract. So I said, no, goodbye, goodbye. I didn't want to connect with them. I didn't want to say goodbye. That's about all I can remember from that, because I'd done like half a dozen clearings in one shot, so I really don't remember every single one, except for how great it was. That much I could tell you.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, thank you. So if anyone else who's listening has had the 4-in-1 and, you know, was in a calm environment, if you could call in and perhaps describe it for the rest of us, that would be great. And you can come in, I think, on line 3 or 4, which is the 530.
I'm going to hang up now. Let you call in 1-800, honey.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to hang up so somebody can call in 1-800, okay?
Okay. Okay, thanks, Pauline. So that number is 888-429-5471. So we'd love to hear from somebody else if you'd like to call and talk a little bit about what the 4-in-1 was like for you.
Yeah, I remember one of the ones that I did, I'll say maybe 5 years ago, I was working with a lady on the phone, and I said, your twin flame, you know, I see it in the water, you know, and I'm trying to figure out what this is, and I'm trying to think what it was, and I knew that they have these things in Florida, you know, and I'm thinking, what is this thing? You know, because that's kind of how it looks. Like, oh, it's a manatee, looks like, you know, and all of a sudden, I hear her, like, oh, a manatee, I love manatees, you know. She's just like, and she's carrying on, oh, really, you know, most people have it do relate to the twin flame. So that was quite something. And also,
so
you may
come
relate
in the
to
form
your
of their living.
Yeah, your home based energy too, because you may have something around that reminds you of that.
Oh, interesting. So there's a beep. Somebody on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Cerie.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Oh, yes, I've had the 4-in-1, and I can give you a synopsis about what it was about. I'll make up the animals because I don't want to say my true animal forms because it's not appropriate, but I'll tell you approximately what it was. My original creation, let's say that was a white rabbit, okay? And then let's say I was fortunate, and then I keyed into that in regard to my original creation of my twin flame. My twin flame and I were both a white rabbit, as an example. And then after that, I reincarnated on the earth, and all these other reincarnations, the planet of life, and I reincarnated on the earth many times. And then I became, I'm going to make up this one too, I became a sea, no, my twin flame became a sea turtle. I was fortunate it was here on the planet with me. I got energies from it. I'm making up the name sea turtle, and we merged with one another. And then later on, I think he left because he's a time traveler, my twin flame. So we merged with one another, and I merged with the sea turtle in contrast with the original creation, which was the white rabbit, by example of how this thing works by the 4-in-1. And then you don't become that lonely anymore. You become emerged with your unification of your whole complete self, and you're not that lonely anymore. So it adds to a cushion to the effect quite nicely. So that's basically how it worked for me. I got energy from the sea turtle, so to speak, and then we energized with each other through the original creation of the white rabbit. And we had these complementary energies that came in to fulfill our nature with one another. So I hope that describes it.
So you feel more whole, Larry, as a result of doing it?
The what?
You feel more whole, more complete as a result of doing the 4-in-1 and being connected with your
twin flame? I do feel more complete, yes, and after releasing the loneliness, because you united with your true self, your whole complete self, with the white rabbit, so to speak, and then the sea turtle, if it reincarnated as a sea turtle, as an example, then I merged with that, and then back to the white rabbit. So we merged with these life forces when we were whole and complete at the original form of creation, when we were like the white rabbit, as an illustration of how it works. And then it sort of helps you to reconnect with your whole complete self, so you don't need a partner necessarily, although I still think friendship is nice to talk to people and everything. I don't know if I'm 100% independent, but I think it's still nice to talk to people and have friends. But basically it helps a lot not to be lonely and to be united with your complete self, two parts merged into one source. It's very nice to have that feeling and go back to that, so that you can feel more complete at different times.
Yeah, it sounds very self-empowering.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that's all I can say. So, okay, thank you then.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
For calling in. Okay, so let's have a look. We've got oodles of questions that people have typed in. I'm just wondering, Ron, is everybody's experience of the 4-in-1 and your experience from your side of things probably is pretty similar in terms of feeling more whole, feeling less yearning to be paired up with someone and that kind of thing?
Yeah, the twin flame is great.
Yeah, so, okay.
So where they are now, you know, they're normally not on this planet for almost everybody. I would just dab at a number. There may be 1,000 twin flames here on this planet, okay? People that where the twin flames maybe are connected with someone as a partnership. There could be a little bit more than that, possibly, that are separated, never know each other. But I would think that it'd be very sad to have the other half here with you. You know, long in here without knowing it, knowing that person, and or to be stuck here. I have seen maybe a half a dozen couples through my journeys here, and who have the same energy as each other. You know, whenever you see a twin flame couple, and I don't think they have a lot of challenges in their life because it's the same spirit. Much like people who are twins. So twins don't normally have a lot of suffering either of situations, because a lot of times it's cut in half what they're going through with the bodies. One takes half the load, the other one takes the other half. So it's normally, you know, much more complete that way and easier to live. But for the rest of us here, it is a struggle to be here. So I guess back to you. Again,
okay,
Carrie.
And I know you've mentioned before, Ron, one of the things that takes place with twin flames is that you normally don't incarnate in the same place, because you're kind of going off and having experiences and then coming back and sharing that with your twin flame. So you'd probably want to be in different places so that you can experience a wider variety.
Yes, that is correct. And there's so much to do and go to. You know, you'd never typically ever want to go to the same place twice. So that's how I kind of see it.
Okay. All right. So Charles is just wanting to confirm that the 4-in-1 is a clearing that you have on the phone or in person with you, Ron, rather than on the website. And as Pauline said, you need to have your whole life emotional, whole life mental, and the century clearing done before you do the 4-in-1. And maybe you could just say a few sentences, Ron, about what the century clearing does, what that is.
Yeah, the century is much like the emotional clearing, and I go back to the time when you incarnated for this amount of time on the planet with your spirit. If your spirit could have come here, possibly, and left, it came back again. So what I do is go back from your spirit energy right now, we go back to the different bodies or life, you know, the different lives that you've had, past lives, and I found out where you incarnated as far as what time frame, and that's kind of how it works. And normally most people are around 50 to maybe 80,000 years. I don't think I have anybody that was less than 30,000 or 35,000. Normally it's above that. And that's when you came in here for this last stint. And that's kind of the way it works here. And unfortunately, what happens is that if you don't get a lot of those emotions cleared out, then it's harder to heal. So the sensory is what I was doing initially. That's all that I thought was needed was a basic past life clearing. And that's why I did that. So I do a emotional, mental, sensory, then the 4-in-1. That's what I was mainly doing. And that's it. And now, ever since I started, things had to kind of grow and expand out to get more healings in because people needed more. I wish I could just go back to the basics that I was doing before, but life here is so much more complicated. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. So somebody was asking a while back about whether if we eat meat, if the DNA of the animals we're eating has any effect on us, if it's harmful to us.
Well, that I would say ideally the answer would be yes, because you are bringing in an energy. Remember, the meat would have an energy on it, and in that would be the cellular memory, the DNA of the animal. So what do they experience? What did their ancestors experience? So you're taking that into your body, and your body then has to deal with that energy some way. So ideally, I'd say yes. It could be harmful to you, whatever you eat, but the body's made to eat here. So I can't state that eating meat or fish or vegetables, one is better than the other. Most people kind of look at maybe meat itself, since maybe it's cows that you're looking at, eating the beef, they're conscious and, it's kind of like stretching it out, like being a cannibal, sort of, So I don't know, because they do have a brain, they do think, and they are very loving when you look at them. And you can see their spirit in their eyes, with their big eyes, and here you got to eat something that has that. So I feel the same way, about people will go out and shoot ducks and geese and stuff, Man, they don't, what for? Just for the sport of killing something, And I'm sure they're going to eat it, but the people that do that, being in judgment here, probably, they're paying some guy to or location, they have to pay to go onto their land to kill this one thing. And then they bought a gun and all the bullets and everything else, and they got their garb on, so they can't be seen, and maybe their special fishing boat that's camouflaged with the net on it and everything else, and, all that money, is it worth killing something, You know what I mean? To get 5 birds or something, they probably spent $1,000 to shoot 5 birds to be macho,
Right.
Anyway, I guess that's the male, way of looking at, stuff. I see it a little different, but anyway, I won't get into that. So we got a Q&A coming up here in about 10 minutes. The phone number is 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009. And somehow my computer is not working properly, so I can't see the fast chat any longer.
Okay.
But aside from that, I'll repeat it again, 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. I have one little follow-up question, Ron, to what you just were talking about, and I guess I know for me it's kind of a question of level of suffering. We seem to have to eat for these bodies that we have right now on this planet. So it would seem to me that a head of lettuce would suffer less than a cow, for being eaten. But I don't know. What would your perspective on that be?
Yeah, I would say probably so. because they're not going to have a long lifetime anyway, you know, long lifespan, because they grow out of the ground, and after, you know, you got to eat it at some point or do something with it, then it will, you know, decay and die. So, you know, anyway,
yeah,
it's just something that, you know, thinks, you know, and can look and, you know, have a central nervous system is probably, you know, more conscious than, you know, maybe a blade of grass, but, you know, or anything else. But I really can't get into that because our body has to eat to live on something.
Right.
So.
Right.
Ultimately, I say, yeah, whatever you eat is bad for you, you know, because you're bringing in that DNA. So that's the true answer. But then you have to eat and use your discernment and what feels best to you. Mm-hmm. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, going back to twin flames for a moment, because we have still quite a few questions about that. Marie has an interesting question, because she's saying, she's asking, at ascension time, since we have no memory of, you know, once we've ascended, we're not going to remember our life here, you've told us. So she's wondering, how do we discuss this experience with our twin flame once we're back on our home base?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, you would not be able to, because you probably would not know where you came from.
Yeah.
But during that, you have that recall of where you are living.
During what?
During that incarnation. As you go back to your home base, you will have that information, because this is where you're connected to. Because you bring forth the light energy from there to here, and from here to there. So, yeah, you will know where you came from, and you can be able to share that information. Now, I don't know how that exactly works, because being a non-judgment, if you are there, you may just look at a picture of a tree and go, okay, that's great, you know, or a bird flying, oh, that's great too, you know.
Yeah.
There is something that goes on there, and maybe they feel the different types of heart energies, and that's probably what they're using to decide and to share their experiences.
Interesting. I'm getting an echo back of myself. I hope I'm coming out okay on everyone's computer. Yeah, interesting. I guess we'll just have to all wait and see what happens and get our spirit file code removed.
I can't tell anybody. Hey everybody, so we got our call coming up here. We have our healing marathon, 28 hours of healing coming up starting a week from tomorrow. That Saturday is the 4-hour call starting at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and then we have 3 consecutive Sundays, the next Sunday after that, and we have 3 8-hour calls, and the cost is $200 for yourself, your spouse, or somebody living with you is half price. If you have any children under 18 living at home, then they're free. And naturally, you can bring up your animals and pets and plant life that you may have growing around your house or in your house. So that'll be a week from tomorrow when it starts. And tomorrow we'll have our BBS program at 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight back east. And we go to the light ship. So it's Saturday night live on the light ship. And we go there for probably 10 to 15 minutes. So hopefully we got all the questions answered. If not, come on the conference call in the next 5 minutes here. And we can continue on with some of those questions.
Yeah, and thanks for tapping in the number.
Tina had her. She mentioned that she had it, so maybe she could tell people what it was like, too, if she'd like to come on the call, if that works for her. So, everybody, I'll say blessings to all of you. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you,
and I'll be on the call in about 5 minutes here.
Okay.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks so much. Good night, everybody.
Okay.